Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. Today's podcast is a different one. We have a student assistant coach, a high school student. He's a 2020 senior who does an incredible job for Greenwich High School in Connecticut in helping his team as the technology coordinator. I was pretty impressed with this young man and what he's been able to do for his program, but I was also impressed by how much this has had an impact on him and what he shared about how much this has meant to him and what it's doing for his future. We've talked about this concept before with Coach Solis. I think he was the first one to introduce it, Mark Solis, at Olentangy High School outside of Columbus, Ohio. And he talked about his ops team, his football ops team, and how much they do for his program. And they do everything from running video practice days and games days to handling some of their social media and Twitter feeds. I think just an incredible use of the student skill sets that you have in your school. And it's a way to think outside the box to get more kids involved in your program. Maybe these are not the athletes, or like DJ, maybe it's a kid who played when he was younger, found a love for football, but just didn't feel he had the ability or maybe the size or strength to play it in high school or had other interests. But he's become deeply involved in the football team and is really making an impact on both the staff and the team. And it's just an incredible story. I'm glad he took the time to share it with us. And I think you'll see here the impact of what this can do for your program. So I'm sharing it at this time of the year because I think right now is a time maybe you could start bringing some of those kids in, introducing them to this concept, having them do some things with you, maybe not on a full-time basis, but as the season winds down, just to do a little bit to help your team, and then to get these guys going in the offseason. I know we also talked to a coach from Plaquemine High School in Louisiana about his huddle class and what he does with that, and really that's kind of his ops team too. I will put both of those links in our show notes, and this is something you're definitely going to want to track on and think about how you can use this to build your program, to get more kids involved, and really build that community around what you're doing with football. So here's my interview with DJ Ferrano, technology coordinator at Greenwich High School in Connecticut. I'm joined this morning by the technology coordinator for the football team at Greenwich High School in Connecticut, DJ Ferrano. DJ, I'm excited to have you here and talk about the things that you do for the high school.
Hey, Keith, thanks for having me on here. I'm more than happy to talk to you. A lot of the stuff that I do at Greenwich High School is all the digital stuff that the coaches don't really like, I don't want to say want to do, but they don't really know how. And it's not their fault for a lot of the time because they weren't growing up when there was a lot of technology around. When they first started coaching football, film was still on those reels, you know? Now it's all digital. I've got a little SD card over here. It's this small. It could hold do over 200 hours of film just on one SD card. So The problem is that they really don't know how to work this stuff. So they needed someone young and someone who knew the system and helped them out.
Yeah, it's really cool of how you've gotten involved with the football team. And I want to get a little background on you from that. But I agree, it used to be that way. And I grew up the son of a high school football coach. And I can remember, you know, Friday night after the game, my dad would have to take what they shot on film, go take it to somebody, and then in the morning, pick it up. It had to get developed. And so there was a huge process for that. And then it was the term cut up actually came from you. If you wanted to put together a reel of certain plays, you actually would cut it and then splice it together. And I couldn't tell you how many times, you know, sitting in that the back of that office and my dad in the coach's little office, probably as big as the one I'm in right now, my dad and the coaches huddled around that little projector, clicking that thing back and forward. And now, you know, we have everything. It's on our phone, right? The film room is available to everybody anywhere right now. And that's the exciting part about this. But you're right. It takes somebody to do some of that work and to maximize it. Because there's a lot of coaches out there who have huddle and they do what they need to do to get things done for your team. But I can't imagine, and we're going to get into the value that you provide for your program that is so much beyond just using the basics of huddle. So before we get into those things, before we get into all the things that you do, give me a little background on this. How exactly did you get into this? Was it coach approaching you? Did he put that out there to the school? Tell me how this evolved.
How it first came up was one of the freshman coaches, Coach Andre. my mom owns a t-shirt business, and she was just doing t-shirts, and he came over to my house one day and he saw I was flying a drone. He's like, "Oh, is that your drone?" Just asked me questions. I said, "Yeah." He goes, "How would you like to do this for a football team?" I said, "I don't see why not, you know?" He's like, "Well, come speak to Coach Marinelli. We've been looking for a kid like you for years now, ever since Coach Marinelli took over at Greenwich High School. We've been looking for someone." So then I talked to him, and my father talked to him. I talked to him, and my father said, "I don't care how much work he does for you. He can be here till late at night." He said, "But if his grades start suffering, he cannot do this." And Coach Marinelli completely agreed. He said, "Even if his grades do start suffering, I have people who will help him. I have tutors that will help him because we really need someone like him." My dad was all for it. My mom was all for it. We all got on board. So at first, I was the drone guy. I was going to practice, putting up the drone, flying the drone around, then recording with the pole camera, having a ninja player do that. You know, take it down, come back inside, upload the film. Then once we started getting into like our scrimmages, Coach Marinelli told me, he's like, "Hey, set up the instant replay." I was like, "I don't know how to." He goes, "Well, figure it out." Not in a rude way, but and I'm glad that he said it to me that way. And first and foremost, I have to thank him 100%. I don't know where we'd be going to college today and what I would be majoring in today if it wasn't for him. He's helped me so much in this process. I don't know what I'd be doing today if it wasn't for him. He really did change my life. There are people asking me left and right now to come film for them and do stuff, and I couldn't have done it without him. And if he's seeing this, thank you so much, Coach Marinelli. You really changed my life. I appreciate everything you've done for me. And back to the story that I started setting up the instant replay. The old system that we had didn't really work as well. It was before Huddle Sideline. So then Huddle Sideline came out, and I said, "Coach, let's get this." He goes, "Why?" I said, "It's so much easier for me to set up, less problems, and it helps me so much." Then I became the instant replay guy. Then I became the headset guy. Then we got a new Jumbotron at the high school. I became the Jumbotron guy. Then Coach Marinelli one day summed it all up and called me the technology coordinator.
So a lot of responsibilities that you've added over time here, and maybe you said it and I didn't catch it or don't remember. When did you start this? You're a senior now.
Yeah,
how long have you been doing this?
I actually started it my sophomore year in the spring, for spring football, I started. Flying the drone, not a lot. We didn't use instant replay for the spring game, so it was just really the drone guy up until then. Then once our first scrimmage game, I became the drone and instant replay guy. Then the headsets weren't working. The drone, instant replay, and headset guy. Drone, instant replay, headset, and Jumbotron, and so on. Then he just finally said, "You're the technology coordinator."
And I know since then you've also added another piece of technology in GoRoute, and that responsibility has fallen on you as well. Talk to us a little bit about how that was added to the mix.
Before GoRoute came in, coaches would get like scout cards and just hold them up and go, "All right, here, everyone look at this. You see your X and O's? Dude, all right, go run it." Now GoRoute, we have these phones on the players, and I can go on my phone and send the play to them wirelessly. I said, "Hey, click, boom." It goes to the players, and they all of a sudden they feel a buzz. You hear bzzz, and it rings at them too. They look at it, all right, they look at their play, down, ready to go. And on GoRoute, it even tells us, I'm trying to open up this one of these computers right now. On GoRoute, it tells us the stats. Okay, you've ran 200 plays, and your average time is 40 seconds. And the coaches look at that, and they say, all right, let's cut that down. Because in a real game, it's really not going to be – could be 25 seconds, you know? So we're trying to get at least one play in every, like, 25 to 30 seconds to keep the tempo going. And before we had GoRoute, the tempo of the practice just went so much slower. We always had to look at scout cards. And if a kid didn't know, then got to go back. Everyone's got to reset. And by that time, the defense is like, all right, he must be the guy. He's confused on his route. You know, they're figuring it out. Now they really don't know. They're all standing at the line just looking at the phone.
Yeah, I know the technology. I actually used it in 2016 for a season. Mike Rowley at GoRoute gave us the technology to kind of test out, and I was very impressed with it. And since then, they've made it even easier. So I know it's a great piece of technology. Now, you're talking about all these things you're in charge of. You have everything you guys are doing with the film on Huddle. So you have the drone, you have the pole cam, you now have the Jumbotron. We didn't talk about what you do with that. You work with the headphones and make sure those things are ready.
Camera too.
You know, so all these responsibilities falling on you. Do you have any help with this now?
Last year, no. In the beginning of this year, no. I have found someone who will replace me. He's in training right now. He's a freshman, luckily, but he's picking it up slowly, and he's doing good so far. But last year, I didn't have not one person tell me.
Do you see, as this gets going, you're the first guy to do this in your school. You have a freshman who's doing it now. Do you see the potential for it's you and one other guy right now, but for your team to grow in the future as this expands and maybe coach promotes it in the school?
Yeah, I definitely see at least maybe three or four people doing this. Because I'll tell you firsthand, it's really hard to do this with one person. There are a lot of games where I had everything was going wrong within an hour before the game. You know, even though the game might be at 4 o'clock, I'll be here at 6 a.m. because there's not enough time for me. I have to get everything ready. If something goes wrong, I have a long amount of time. But I think that if the school does promote it and if the Coach Morello does promote it, there will be a lot of interest and there will be, hell, there could be four or five technology coordinators, you know, could be replay coordinator, headset coordinator. You know, everyone's got a different name.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely see how that can grow. And I know of programs out there, not a lot of them, who are doing this and who have their teams and even expanded into things like, you know, doing things for social media. I think you mentioned that to me before when we were first talking, that you actually do some stuff with the website and yes, social media things as well.
Yes, I do the Instagram. I tweet out stuff. I do the Facebook. I do also GreenwichFootball.com if anyone's ever visited that. After Coach Marinelli left, I took over that role too. So then that was another part under my role where I have to update the website, go on various news outlets every single day and say, all right, they got an article on us. I have to put it on our website immediately. Because a lot of people, they've come up to me and just, they don't even know that I do it. They say, oh my God, I love your website because I don't even go to the news website. I just go straight to your website because it's always up to date. And I want to keep that tradition going where it's always up to date and people want to go to our website.
I'm very impressed with all the things that you do, DJ. Certainly a lot there. And I think it takes a mature individual to handle that. You are doing a job. What if you look at the colleges, they have, you know, teams of people who do these things for them. But an incredible value to the program and to the coaching staff, as you mentioned. So DJ, let's do this. I want you to take me through a typical week and, you know, explain from, let's start at really where the week begins. So like a Saturday morning, right? Take it from a Saturday morning all the way through to game day on Friday.
Okay, so if it's a Saturday morning, we probably had a game the day before. So I would be intercutting the film, which would be intercutting the press box and end zone camera, making sure it's all been assisted by a huddle. Then once that's done, I share it with the whole team, and then we start working on stats.
What time does that happen for you? When do you do that stuff?
I usually come in here on Saturday around 6:30. I finish the intercutting around 7:15, and it's all shared out. Stats are usually done about an hour. I mean, the players can view it, but we finish our statistics around 8:39, which the coaches usually do that, and I help out if they ever need help. But if there's an away game the next week, the day after the game before, I already have a map printed out and I'm marking, all right, here's the end zone camera. Here's the scoreboard. Here are my access points. Where do I want the replay on the sideline to be set up so it can be closer to the access point so the replays will go in at a much significantly faster rate? And I'm showing Coach Morello. He goes, why are you doing this so early? I said, we have to plan it out. I can't do this last minute. You know, even though it's a week before the game, I have to get my map planned out. I go on Google Maps and I just print out a map and I draw everything out. Then Monday, the day after, players come in and we watch film. Oh, sorry, Sundays are usually an off day.
Right.
Monday we come in, players usually watch film. I'm hooking up all the TVs. We have a TV in one of our locker rooms, a projector in the other, and a TV in the coach's office. Then we just installed another TV in here for players to watch film on, and the coaches are talking. And if anything goes wrong at that point, I'm here in the center of it. Okay, if this guy needs help, I know what to do. Usually 9 times out of 10, it's not that big of a deal. Luckily, I haven't had any major issues where a computer just dies and doesn't work. If there is, I already have backups coming. So then the next day we have Tuesday practice. We bring the go routes out. They're already charged. We have two crates, defensive go routes and offensive go routes, so the players know to go straight to them. I'm putting up the drone, putting up the pole, you know, making sure by the time I get inside, plug it in. I usually get in like 5-6 minutes before the players, And by that time, Pole and the drone camera are already up. But by the time they put their, they take their helmet off in the locker room, the film's already up.
Wow.
So I do it pretty quickly, and I know that the players and coaches like it, because especially in the technology business, coaches can't wait an hour or 2 hours. That could be a game deciding factor, or a player can't wait that long. They want to see exactly what they did wrong at a moment's notice. There have been times where Coach Marinelli was here, I had the plays upload to his phone during practice, and he could see exactly what they did wrong in the middle of practice, right after that play.
Yeah, that's a huge value. So you're using instant replay in practice as well?
Yes. Is that right? Not every single practice, but a lot of them we do.
Very good.
And now we do that for the rest of the week. Friday is usually an off day for me. I have a personal rule where I have everything, all my technology charged within 24 hours of the game, or charging within 24 hours of the game. So then Saturday morning when I come in, even though the game might not be till 4 or late at night, it's ready to go. So I can just unplug it, put everything in my boxes, and bring it right up to the stadium.
Got it. So you set everything up Thursday before the game. Is that right?
What do you mean by set everything up?
You said you took Friday off.
No. But they don't need film Friday.
I got you.
Coaches don't need film. But I have everything, all my tech plugged in.
Gotcha. So, you know, looking at a singular practice, we've got the drone going, we've got the camera pole, we have the instant replay, and we have go route going. How do you manage all those pieces of technology? Because there's a lot to do there, especially with go route. You're waiting for a play to end to send that along. Are you operating the drone at the same time? How is that working for you?
Usually the coaches, I've taught the coaches how to use go route on their phones. So, you know, they're pretty, if there's any problems, I'm right there. But they know how to use it on their phone, so that takes one thing off my back. But if there's something that goes wrong with the go routes, the players know immediately to come to me, and I'll test the system, make sure it works. The go route may be dead. Usually 9 times out of 10, you just got to turn it off and restart it, and it works. Coaches usually know how to do that, which helps me a lot. Then I also have the drone. Once I set it in its place, I just hit stop and start recording. And then everything else, just it usually flows pretty well during practice.
Now, that drone view is incredible. I know when I coach college ball, we do all our spring ball in the Cleveland Browns indoor facility. And the view in there was, I mean, the best we would get from practice, because we had our end zone in practice. We had the press box in practice. But when we went to the Browns, we needed really one view, straight down almost from the catwalks up top, almost straight down on everything. And that's what you get with a drone. What have the coaches said about that view as you guys started to implement that?
Oh, they love the drone. They really, really love it. I can see the view is amazing, they say. I mean, I look at it. Before I started actually working for the football team, I personally used to figure out, like, all right, let me do, like, some cool shots, make a video about it. Now it's coaches film, and they want everything zoomed out. So it's a little bit different, but I see, like, all right, you know, this is how they want to see it, and this is what will help the team win. And I'm looking at, all right, how can I, every time, even though I really don't need to, I'm not saying I don't need to watch film, but I also want to see, say, how can I improve my shot here? Did I start too early? Did I start too late? You know?
So that's a typical practice day. That's like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I know there's different formats for you guys. Thursday is a walkthrough day. Do you guys use any of the film on the walkthrough day? Or do you have to set up for it?
If the game's on Friday, yes, Thursday will be a walkthrough day. Usually I'm inside plugging, making sure everything's plugged in. I have a radio with me. So if anything goes wrong outside, they radio in and say, hey, we got a problem. We need you out here with the go routes or something. So then I'll rush out there, fix them, come back in here, finish plugging everything in.
So we kind of handled the football operations side. You're involved a little bit too on the media side, making sure that your team has the website up, has some highlights. Are you putting highlights together for these guys? Is that something that falls into what
highlights? Huddle usually does, but the players do know that if they want, like, a Huddle, usually like a computer does that. I'm not saying that Huddle's a bad program. It's just that, like, you know, it's not like a person doing it. They could add the song that the players want, or like a clip that they want. Huddle maybe didn't add it in there. If the players want that done, they know they can come to me and do that. I've done videos for Mosey Beachy, Emilio Camus so far. And then also, if you ever see those photos, you just see the player and the whole background behind them is blacked out. I also do that for them. And I do that on the website too.
So you're handling all the social media things. You create those as well. And coaches.
Yeah, so the only other things I don't create on social media is like the Instagram stories and like Facebook stories where it's like, oh, you got a touchdown. We usually have our team managers do that. I taught them how to do that. And I know that a lot of the fans do like that. So, and especially the fans who aren't there, even if like the live stream is going wrong, they know they can go to our Twitter or go to our Facebook or go to our Instagram and see, all right, yeah, this is what's happening in the game.
So you have the team managers are responsible for that in-game?
Yes.
Awesome.
Pre-game, if you ever see like the helmets like inside like the locker room, that's usually me.
Okay. So. Good. Well, and we'll get some of these things that you do, and you have some videos you're going to share with us of you handling these responsibilities. We'll put those up on our website in the article that we have that goes along with this. DJ, there's some incredible opportunities ahead for you. I'm sure you've thought about that a little bit. This is stuff, I mean, that the big time programs do. And like I said, they don't have one guy. They have several guys, and they have full-time people who actually get paid a full-time salary to do these kinds of things. What do you see for yourself in the future, and what are you looking to do both in college and after? And obviously you have a skill set here that I think a lot of college programs would be very interested in.
I would love to do this in college for a football team. You know, I really don't look at it as work. There, like, even if I have an open, if I'm done with my homework, I'll be down in the coach's office cutting up film, doing something, or find something for myself to do. Well, then I'll be here until like 8 o'clock at night if I really have to. I have no problem doing that, and I love doing it every single second. And it's just such an amazing opportunity that I have that this team has given me, this program has given me. I have to thank Coach Morello, Coach Marinelli, and all the coaches who have helped me out through this. And I'd love to do this for a college.
So, DJ, we have a lot of coaches in our audience around the country. And as I said, there's not a lot doing this. What would be your tips to those coaches for them to be able to get started in something like this now that you've kind of gone through this process, you've been able to grow it with your team? Mm-hmm. What's your recommendation?
My recommendation is if they're really, really tech savvy, then they should start teaching themselves. Because that honestly, all this stuff, Coach Marinelli and sometimes Coach Morello didn't know how to do it. I went on YouTube. I went on Huddle. I even called Huddle. I called other companies. Hey, how does this work? Do you have a video? Do you have something I could read? Try to teach themselves. But if they're not really tech savvy, if they don't really want to watch a video, see if they can find a kid who's younger, who could be a student or not, and try to like show them, hey, this is what I know. Can you do better? Or this is what I know. Can you show me how I'm doing this the wrong way? Because our generation grew up in technology. You know, before I was like 8 years old, there were already phones coming out, you know, touchscreen phones. And now we were growing up and that's what we know the best. So if they find someone young, it'll help them a lot. But if they're really tech savvy and if they could have, like with me and Coach Marinelli, for example, he was really tech savvy and so was I, but we merged together and he taught me some stuff and I taught him some stuff and it worked together well. Coach Marinelli really helped me out through this. It's such a life-changing experience. And I, even to this day, even though he's not here with me and he's in Arizona now, I still look up to him. Like, as he's such an inspiration. When I first talked to him and I walked into the coach's office, or as we call it, the war room, I looked at this place and I was like, wow, this is like awesome. Like, this is like another part of, it's like, it's inside the Greenwich High School, but it feels like you're not inside. And when I walked in, I saw him and he showed me his setup and all this stuff. I was like, wow, he's a really good tech guru like me. And he was just such an inspiration. And I don't know if I'd be going to college today if it wasn't for him. I really don't think I would be. And he helped me so much through this process. And I have to thank him, you know. And another thing too, I have to thank the players too. I don't really do much for the team, but I do what I can. And they're really the ones who are helping out. And they it's really on them. It's really, they do a really good job. And I'm just in the background doing my thing. So it's really more credit to the players, more credit to Coach Marinelli, more credit to Coach Morello and all the coaches who have helped me.
DJ, one last question for you. You mentioned the players. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you are truly part of this team? Have they embraced, you know, what you do? Yes.
Of course. What I always say is I used to play football for the youth league, but I've never set foot on the field. I've never caught a snap, catch the ball, played a down of football for high school, but they've treated me like I'm one of those guys. They treated me like I was Gavin Muir or James Rinella. They treat me so well, and I have to thank each and every one of them. It's like a family. It's a huge brotherhood here, and they're by me 100%. If I say, hey, guys, like I need help with something, even though they might not know how to work some of the technology, they're like, yeah, show me and I'll help you, no problem. They really like embrace me. Because when I first started, I'll be honest, I was a little worried like how that was going to go. They just put their arms around me and they said, hey, welcome to the team.
DJ, I'm very impressed with what you're doing. Like I said, you really show some maturity to be able to take all these things on your own. And Coach Marinelli and the staff are lucky to have you. Thank you for taking the time to explain all you do. I hope that coaches seeing this will help them and inspire them, maybe to get some kids involved in their school. I know we've always thought about the student help in a certain way as guys that bring the equipment in an hour or help get the players water or those kinds of things. But you are showing that there are skill sets that you guys have, you young people have, that we can utilize and have you become part of the program. And I think that's such a powerful thing. And, you know, what you said about your coaches there certainly proves that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Check out all we're doing throughout the season on Twitter at FBDEVCoach. Check out our systems for tackling, blocking, and defeating blocks at footballdevelopment.com. There's things for you to use right now to make your team better. We've done a lot of these things without contact. So as you scale back a little bit, as the season goes on, there's still things that you can do to develop those contact skills. And we give you a lot of drills and teaching and coaching points at footballdevelopment.com. Check it out.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.